the end of the parasha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he had a kerenar upon him. So the Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Medrash says, "Vayichu li Truma." It says that when Klal Yisrael gave to the Mishkan, they were "Vayichu li Truma." As the question is, what does it mean "Vayichu li Truma"? As the Medrash says that it should have said "Vayitnu li." What's "Vayichu li"? As "Vayichu li" is mashma, when they were giving the Truma, they were taking something back for themselves. As the Medrash says, it's a remez for Torah. When a person gives to the Mishkan, which was building a place for the Torah, when he gives to the Torah, that's really what he's doing for himself, is he's taking Torah. As even though it looks like they were giving to the Mishkan, really what they were doing was they were taking Torah. And Zog the Medrash, and what do you gain if you take Torah? Where do you see what you gain from taking Torah? As the Medrash says, because you see when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he was Keren Arpanov. He had a special light that came out of his face that everyone saw how special that he was. Tzarich Bir, what do you mean, what do you gain from Torah? They saw Har Sinai. They saw the Har was Oshin. They saw Koilus. They saw Brokim. They saw how special the Torah is. But a person could think, wow, the Torah is so special. What does it have to do with me? How does it affect me? But if you look at Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, he had a special sign. As then you see how Torah affects every individual. It brings out the yofi of the individual, the beauty of the person. It enhances him. It shows the yofi is so much, it shines out of the person. As then a person looks, wow, when I have the sheikhs to Torah, what it could do to me. As that's vayichu li. Anytime we give to the Torah, whether it means giving of our personal self, our time. Sometimes it's hard to make time to learn. Whether it's giving of our koiches, to putting our effort into learn Torah. And sometimes we're very tired. We get up early. We come into the Beis Medrash late after we work the whole day. Abafiluachi, we give of ourselves to Torah. And sometimes it's giving money to Torah. Kol echad kifi, whatever he could give to the Torah, he should look at it. What he's doing is he's not just giving. He's taking. He's bringing into his life. He's enhancing his life. He's lifting himself up, and it's going to help him to have a ma'or panim. The Medrash says that we was Moshe Rabbeinu zeicha to ma'or panim. It says because he was supposed to write one letter, Vayikra, with a big aleph, and he wrote it with a little aleph. As that little bit of ink he put on his forehead, and from that came the or upon him. As you could say, the Medrash is coming to teach you. You would think that to shine from the Torah, you have to know kol ha-Torah kulo, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Ashi Arieli, they have a shine of the Torah. But if I just have a little bit of Torah, I could shine from the Torah too. Because the Medrash is telling you, even a little bit of diyoy of the Aleph from Vayikra, that could also make the whole person shine. Every word of the Torah that we take into our hearts, we try to apply, we try to learn, we try to apply into our day-to-day life, that itself has a tremendous impact on a person, and he shines with a different shine. I went back to the last year as I spoke to different Yungalite, and some of them, when I asked them, do they have a Seder? They answered me yes. And some of them answered me that no. Many, many times before they even answered, I could tell that this one's still connected to learning and this one's not. You just hear from the way he talks, the way he acts, and sometimes even the way he looks. You could see he's still mekushal to learning, or he's not mekushal to learning. Learning Torah has such a deep meaning, it has such a deep impression on a person. Even though sometimes we're learning a simple word, it doesn't seem that way, but it really makes an impact. When you look at the Aron HaKodesh, as the Aron HaKodesh, Bedera Klal has a keser on it. It says the Aseres HaDibris, they were Tav Resh Chof Osius in the Aseres HaDibris, which is the Bigamatria Keser. Lamedcha every word of Torah, the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, something we all know. It's going to change my life. It's going to make a difference to me. Yes, every word of Torah, even if you know it, even if it's the most basic you say, but that brings a keser onto the person. As the keser on the Aron HaKodesh is a simen for you. It's not only saying there's a keser on the Torah, it's saying whoever learns Torah will be zeicher to that keser. Asher Ein Kein, in this week's parsha, when they did the eagle, as what happened to them, vayinotzlu esodeihem, they took off their keser. When a person goes away from the Torah, as he's besakana to remove his keser, he's going in one place that says b'derech remez. Yes, b'zman hazeh, there's no yetzahara v'avoy b'zara. As what's the eagle hazov of b'zman hazeh? He says the eagle was nasa mizov l'ramez to the eagle of kesef, of making a parnasa, of putting so much money into work, so much effort into work, and putting all your kaychis into making money, that sometimes it pulls you away from the Torah, that you forget your keshet to the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you could say, b'zman hazeh, we don't have the ego of the zav, we definitely have shaychis to, we definitely have that nesayin. And that's what took away their keser of Torah, that they were vayinatzlu esedeihem, because the more we get involved in this world and away from the Torah, there's so much going on that pulls us away, as the more we lose our keser, our specialness of a person. As that's the zelu umazeh that we have in the parasha, klal yisrael im cheda egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the parasha, that he wasn't choit in the egel, as he kept his keser ha-Torah. And then we had in last week's parasha, Shevet Levi, and the koyanim, that they weren't choit in the egel. The koyanim was zeicha to big day kuna, to be married, the specialness, how special they were. They weren't choita in the Meraglim. They weren't choita. They did the bris mila in the midbar. They always stayed loyal to Hashem. They were the mila Hashem Eli. As right away, you don't see it. Sometimes we learn. I don't notice the difference. But in the long run, it's going to make an impression. And those big day kuna are remez, la'asid lavoi, ba'olam haba. It says in the Svarim HaKadoshim from the Zohar that a beged will be woven from your mitzvahs and the Torah you learn. Hashem's going to weave a beged for the neshama that's going to be made from all the Torah and mitzvahs that you did. And that's what you're going to wear, la'olam haba. As even though now it doesn't look like it, but there'll be people that have beautiful begadim from all the Torah that they learned, from all the shmiras ha-mitzvahs when they had the shayinus, and the beautiful begadim, they'll walk around with the keser of Torah. Everyone will see how special they are, l'netzach mitzachim. So that's the zelu umazel of the parsha, to be shomer on the Torah, the limud ha-Torah, the kviyas ha-starim, and to be shomer on the derech ha-Torah. Wherever we are, whatever we do, to be shomer the ways of the Torah. And that's what keeps us special and makes us shine so bright and brings out the yofi of kol echad ve'echad. Because every year is a hilug and a shama. It's a nifla digashlo HaKadosh that says, where's the Karen or Panim of Moshe? Where did the light come from? He says, it's the light of the neshama. When a person's guf, when he's gufnius, as it hides the aura of the neshama. But on certain people, the aura of the neshama is boikas. When the aura of the neshama is boikas, it's so beautiful. Sometimes you see the smile of a person. Pashari Yid of the smile lights you up. It's a certain chenevdika smile. The neshama is coming through the good side of the person. Sometimes you see a certain gadol, a chashivat talmud chacham. He has a hajjas panim. What is a hajjas panim? It's the yefi of the neshama that comes out. Every yid is a hilagan neshama that has such a yefi to him. And what helps bring it out and brings the keser to every person is his shaychas to Torah, the limud ha-Torah, and the derech ha-Torah. That's what brings out the yofi of a person. Bezras Hashem, when we go in davening and we see the keser on the Aron HaKodesh, remember it's a personal message for every one of us, how Torah can have an impact on our lives and could affect us and enhance ourselves and bring out the yofi, which shall call echad ve'echad. So Tefillah B'Yachad is, we should use this, these weeks, the weeks coming up, this Iris, the Kriyas Mayreres Azman, to keep going stark in our Torah, in our Avodas Hashem. And every one of you should be Zeicha that his Yefi should come out. He should have his Kesa, a Mixas Ba'ilam Hazeh. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zeicha B'Karaz. It says, Kishi Yavri Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give back the Ksarim that we lost by the Chedah Ego. And whoever tried to come back from the Chedah Ego and be miskarev Lashem, and always to be vayikhu li, to try to take Hashem and the Torah into his life. That was the tikkun of the Chedah Ego, was nidras hamishkan. Is the more we give to Hashem, the more we're being misakin the Chedah of the Ego. The Chedah of the Ego was they gave to the Ego Hazov. In koim zeh, we give to Hashem. As the more we take Hashem in, we'll be zeichel that Hashem shetaka come more and more to us on a personal level. And to all of Klal Yisrael, Yachad Hashem should come back to us and give us back our ksarim and come back to us and bring us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.